A lot of quality nominees this week. It's not our year-end edition. That comes next Thursday, and we'll include a look back. As always, though, before we can induct someone into the Crunch Time Toolshed, we call upon our proprietor to unlock the front door and open the Crunch Time Toolshed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Stick to broadcasting, kid. You'll go places. Almost too easy. Duke guard Grayson Allen. I've heard some people talk today about, you know, it's really low-hanging fruit to think it's a typical entitled, spoiled Dukie. Really? This isn't just because it's a cliche or classic. And I know it's not all Duke players, but it's a Duke player. Tripping a guy's dangerous. Think about the pace of hoops. Run full tilt, get tripped, land on a hardwood. And like, you know, Gottlieb said today, if you undercut a guy going for a rebound, that's worse. Doesn't make this good. It's classic entitlement. I'm mad. The world's mine. You all have to put up with my temper because I'm me. Nah, you're kind of a punk. Also, why not? Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski. His arrogance and defiance. By the way, Coach K, screw off. He's going before the media and telling everyone to get over it. I know Grayson Allen. So, he's a douche. It's the third time on national TV. And because you did nothing the first two times, we got the hat trick. It's dangerous. You getting angry reminds me of Demi Moore in A Few Good Men, where she first objects. No, no, I strenuously object over you all thinking he's a typical entitled, rich, white dookie. That doesn't matter. Lose the attitude. No one in the media tripped three people. I've got, I've got four more of these. Oklahoma football coach Bob Stoops. Really? You're telling us what you would have done 2 years ago? What does that even mean? If the dog didn't stop to take a crap, he catches the rabbit. Or like my dad used to say, if ands and buts were candies and nuts, what a wonderful Christmas we'd have. Ifs don't cut it. You had a chance to do the right thing, like Paterno, McQueary, the Baylor people, and you could have avoided crap like this. And this, you don't know him like I do. Maybe we don't want to know a guy who would punch a woman in the face for literally no reason. You don't get a pass on stuff like this, regardless of your history. Actually, for Coach K and Stoops, it's like, you get over it. You deal with it. Okay, we call out Crunch Time and Sports Talk host Steve Tannen. Guys, the irony of the chainsaw. Guy finally gets one right on Chip Kelly, who's not leaving Frisco, goes on the air, goes on Twitter, goes on the text line telling all the deluded Duck fans they're nuts. Learn some history, he says. Remember Jonathan Stewart, LaMichael James, Marcus Mariota? No way Royce Freeman is coming back. Climb out of your Oregon bubble. It's time for him to get paid. Start earning his keep in a profession that has the most limited guaranteed contracts of the major team sports we follow. There's no way it's going to happen. Oh, by the way, yesterday Royce Freeman announced he will in fact be returning for his senior year. Friggin' Tannen. Also a nominee, Patriot coach Bill Belichick. I get it. Nobody can tell Mumbles anything. He's the most important person who ever lived, and the Patriots winning football games is more substantial than freedom, clean air, and health. But bringing in Michael Floyd after he not only got popped for a Dewey, 2.217 alcohol content. That sends a great message. That'll teach Floyd a lesson. By the way, somebody on one of the shows today said 2.21 in that area for a guy his size and weight is basically pounding a fifth in an hour. Put yourself in a position to not only kill yourself, but maybe a family. And not only do you get off the hook, although it's a pending legal circumstance, but you get right in the Super Bowl mix, because that's what matters, right, Hoodie? Dude needs help, not a roster spot. And finally, to Rodney Prevost, former Duck football player. So let me get this straight. As an ongoing investigation is taking place into a case that you got suspended indefinitely in August that involved what's a serious case of domestic violence, you actually figure now's the time to go on Twitter and tell us about your future football plans as a grad transfer? Dude, you ain't graduating. And again, another case, the idiot athlete only focused on themselves and crapping on the victim once again. Shut your mouth, show remorse, and maybe we don't have to take you to the penitentiary. All right, with Stoops, my problem is we should have put him in the tool shed in 2014. And Grayson Allen is a J-O, and you know what that stands for. I'm putting Coach K in there. His arrogance and defiance, man, he's an enabler. That's bad. He is not putting this guy in his place. And his telling us how we should feel, as my ex-partner Brooklyn John once said, go piss up a rope. And that brings us to the closing of the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
Hell of a broadcaster.